Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios. On the Crossbreed Holsters Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
It's 2021, and we're in a new decade.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Wow, what a day this is going to be. What a week this is going to be. What a week it's been. What next week is going to be. This is just the beginning. Buckle in. I am Mark Walters. You are inside the GunBroker.com studios on what used to be the Car Arms Platinum Microphone, but is now the Crossbreed Holsters Platinum Microphone, because it is the Car Arms Studios on the big giant Monster Cast on Sundays. And every single bit of this program and the Sunday Monster program is presented to you across the country and through whatever platform you're catching it by X Insurance. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Let me just start with this. I don't need these notes. I'm going to keep this here just because, as my guests today say things, I'll no doubt write them down to go in some different directions with you. But it has been a remarkable few days. It promises to be a remarkable, I'm going to say, year or two, because it's going to be unlike anything this country's ever experienced. But I want to tell you, as a gun owner in America, as a Trump supporter, if you're a Trump supporter, most of you are, when you're, because we look at this through the prism of gun rights, prepare to be demonized and prepare to be canceled. And what I mean by that is, you're watching the political left in this country right now do everything in their power to finally rid themselves of Donald Trump. My guest today is good stuff, because we're going to talk with Justin Moon, the CEO of Car Arms, who is on the line with us. And we also have Dave Workman. Let's start with Dave, who's going to be with me for the hour. Dave Workman out in beautiful Washington in the Bellevue offices of the CCRKBA and the Second Amendment Foundation. Dave, how are you today?
Well, I'm okay for an old guy.
Okay for an old guy. A lot going on today. And I'm looking forward to having a conversation with you and my listeners about what we talked about today.
Sure.
And getting very frank with listeners today, because we have to. Let's go right now, Dave. We've got Car Arms CEO Justin Moon, who just got back from Washington, D.C. So we're going to hear from someone who was there, as we did yesterday, while the rally was going on, before it devolved into what it devolved into later in the day after the program aired. Justin, welcome to the show for a daytime appearance. How are you, my friend?
How you doing, Mark? Good to be on. Thanks for having me, man.
Oh, it's a pleasure, and thanks for being here. We missed you yesterday. It was a lot of chaos, lots of people, but you were able to come in with us today. We've got you for a segment. Tell listeners, if you will, about your experience in Washington, D.C., from the time you arrived until when you left.
Well, I got that there really early, like 5 in the morning, because I wanted to see Trump speak, and so the line was just immensely long. Probably waited 5 hours to get in. And when we're in there, the place was completely packed. It was like from the Ellipse, it was packed all the way back to the Washington Monument. And it was completely a sea of people with flags. They didn't let flags in the actual Ellipse, but outside the Ellipse, flags everywhere. It was a sight to behold. It was really incredible. And Trump got started speaking a little bit late. You know, I think he was scheduled to start at like 11, but he didn't start until like almost 12. And he talked for a long time. And so, you know, when he was talking, he didn't seem so up. I mean, his entire speech was, you know, Pence, it's up to Pence to decide what happens, you know, with the delegates, whether he accepts them or rejects them. But he didn't seem that upbeat about that statement. So, but, you know, and then, you know, basically he kind of finished late. And then the, you know, the route, he invited people to go to Congress, you know, tell Congress what people think. So after that, you know, people started moving from the speech site over to the Congress building. So we came up from the Washington Monument up to the Congress. So we're on the backside of the Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I guess we got there around like, you know, must be like 1 or 1:30 or almost, or even possibly 2. And there was a large crowd of people in there. And they, I would say, in the back of the place, it was largely peaceful. I mean, you can't really see past the few hundred people in front of you, so you can't really see what's going on really at the top of the steps because it's all covered by a sea of people. But from what we could see, it was largely peaceful, and people were, you know, chanting and all that stuff like you see in the protests. And then I was close enough to the front that then suddenly out of nowhere, these, the tear gas canisters came in. And then when the tear gas canisters came in, I was close enough to kind of smell it. But that's when the people started getting upset. You know, tear gas came in, and then I saw people getting upset, and they were like, getting mad at you and this and getting angry. And then they started moving forward and pushing forward. And so, you know, after a few minutes of pushing forward, I guess the law enforcement officers, they moved back to a, moved their perimeter back, and people just, you know, basically occupied the areas where the law enforcement officers moved back from. And once the tear gas stopped, and the law enforcement officers were back in the perimeter, you know, people were just basically protesting and not doing anything. They were very peaceful. I would say overall, it was from my vantage point of the area where I was at, which was the back of the Capitol, was basically peaceful. After things got settled down, I worked my way up to the balcony, and you know, I looked around, and it was just it was the site of all Trump protesters, and all they were doing was protesting. I did see one incident where the where there was one person trying to break the window, but then the other protesters around them grabbed them and pulled them away from the window and stopped them.
Yeah, that video, by the way, has gone viral. So you were close to that. I know which video you're talking about. I've seen that. Dave, do you have any questions that you want to ask of Justin, who was there while we've got you as a co-host?
I don't know, 4 or 5 years anyway, but the one thing I would be curious about, you observed let's use the coin phrase, the largely peaceful protest. It occurs to me that I don't think the size of the crowd has been accurately reported. How many people do you think really showed up for that thing? I've heard tens of thousands.
On the backside, I would say like there were 200,000 people there on the backside.
On the backside.
It was a sea of people from the Capitol almost halfway up to the Washington Monument. So, 200,000 people pushing forward. I mean, there's a constant momentum because everybody's pushing forward. You can't go back, you know? It's.
Yeah. Well, Justin, question for you. Dave, do you mind? Is it okay if we, Justin, can we keep you for one more segment? I know Dave and I are probably going to have some questions. Dave, is that okay?
Yeah, fine.
Look, Justin, can you stay for one more segment? We've still got a couple minutes in this one, but I'd like to ask you. Okay. My next question is, while you were listening to Trump, and I watched his speech, you said he sounded not as upbeat as usual, Justin. Did you hear Donald Trump? In any way, shape, or form, did he say anything to you that made you think, we're going to have trouble here? It sounds like he's inciting a riot.
He didn't sound so upbeat, but he recommended people go out and protest. But he didn't say riot. He just said protest. We just thought, you know, go to Capitol building and, you know, chant and, you know, make a lot of noise like you do in a protest. I mean, he didn't say go riot. That was never it.
Well, and the reason I ask that is because that is that's the driven narrative today, is that Trump is inciting a riot.
That's a false narrative. I don't know how you can say he incited the riot. All he did was ask people to legally protest, which they have a right to do.
Dave, you want to take us out with comment on that before we go to the break, and then we'll open it up with Justin with a few more questions?
Well, I think this certainly reinforces the notion that Trump has a lot of support out there. Most of these people who showed up yesterday were peaceful and behaved themselves. And C, the narrative that is being driven on the front pages of just about every newspaper I've seen so far is a false narrative. Trump didn't incite a riot, but they're accusing him of it. You know, he may have behaved poorly over the last couple of weeks, but I can't recall hearing him say, let's march on the Capitol and trash it. It just didn't happen.
Yeah, I didn't hear that either. Guys, we've got 30 seconds. When we come back, listeners, we're going to be talking with Justin Moon. He's the CEO of Car Arms, who spent the day in Washington yesterday. Now, we had a fascinating program yesterday, a lot unfolding live from D.C. here on the program. It was very interesting. We had a lot of different things going on. That happens when you're live and something like that is unfolding and something that is such a news-making event is unfolding. And then after we got off air, it was while we were on air yesterday, you'll recall, that I was able to tell you that John Ossoff was, in fact, declared the winner in Georgia while we were talking about what was happening in Washington. So it was a full day. When we come back, we're going to continue the conversation with Justin Moon, who was there. And we're going to compare some of what he saw with his own eyes versus what Dave and I are asking him about now, the driven narrative. We'll be back after this. This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show indeed. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom today across the country on dozens and dozens of radio stations, and you're maybe watching online right now. Facebook, who, by the way, recently banned Donald Trump, as did Twitter. Orange Man Bad, no free speech. They don't like what you have to say. Regardless of who you are, they're just going to ban you. So there's your taste of what's coming in 2021. And believe me, they'll ban him. They'll ban you, too. Maybe it's time we ban them. For now, we'll play along with their platforms. We're using their streams live right now. And as long as they keep us, we're going to continue to talk about them on their own streams. We enjoy that. I have to say that. GunBroker.com studios, and you are on the Crossbreed Holsters microphone. We've got one more segment left. This is a quick one with Justin Moon. Dave Workman also joins me. Justin was in Washington yesterday. Dave, welcome back. For this half hour, you're co-hosting the program. How you doing, brother?
Well, I'm okay. This is quite an adventure for me. So
It is the first time he's actually acted as a co-host of the show. We're joined by Justin Moon, CEO of Car Arms, who was in Washington, D.C. And let me ask this next question, Justin. Welcome back to the show, and thanks for sticking with us for another segment. When you saw tear gas canisters, can you tell us why they were throwing tear gas canisters at you? Did you see any activity prior to that? What incited that?
All I saw was a sea of people moving forward up the steps, so I couldn't see what was behind that next ledge of people. All I did, saw was the canister coming, and then after that, the crowd, got mad and started pushing forward and cursing and all that stuff. But, it looks like the tear gas made the people madder. It didn't turn them away. So they just kept on pushing forward. And then basically law enforcement rearranged the perimeter and let people occupy the space. And when law enforcement moved back and let people occupy the space, they stopped pushing and they were, very peaceful. I think what made the
crowd...
Were
you aware at the time that people had breached security at the Capitol Hill police security and actually entered the building unlawfully? Were you aware of that?
I mean, inside the in that area, it's very difficult to have situational awareness because there's no communication and cell phones really aren't working.
Right.
And so I can tell you what I can see. I did see that there was a door open, and then there was one door where people were trying to push their way in. I couldn't see in what the situation, but there was some pushing there. So I don't know.
Okay, well, you were close. You were right on top of it. Dave, go ahead.
Well, all that does is just, I think it underscores the argument that these people were there peacefully, that a relative handful actually participated in what they're calling a riot. And it's funny to me, and maybe not funny, but the double standard that is now being played, the press was talking all about peaceful protests all summer long last year. Now, because they bring a protest to Washington, D.C., this is different. These are Trump rednecks. that's really where they're going with this. And I'm glad that Justin is able to spend some time with you on the air to clarify things.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with you on that. You know, we saw, Justin, you've been on the program with me for quite some time now, mm-hmm. on the Monster Cast on Sundays, and we've discussed, while it was happening over the summer, the mobs, the rioting, the looting, the Black Lives Matter, Marxist protests. We talked about Antifa, the thugs, the damage, dragging people out of automobiles, burning people's businesses, destroying their livelihoods, and the press calling it a protest. Not only calling it a protest, but you and I have actually talked about the fact that apparently the coronavirus they're so concerned about is it's okay to violate their policies about coronavirus as long as you're attending a peaceful protest, which eventually devolves right into a riot. So the coverage, and what I told one of my guests yesterday from L.A., Tony Darling from Vault Pro, when he called in from the grounds, and I got to tell you, Justin, this was fun. You could hear the flute playing in the background, and it sounded like he was at a Boston Tea Party in 1775 or something. It was crazy cool. But
yeah,
I told him.
We're chanting, absolutely.
Well, I told him when he got home, he was going to be shocked at the coverage of where he was because it wasn't going to reflect what he saw. Now that you've gotten back, have you seen some of the coverage?
Yeah.
And were you angered by how they covered it because you were there and actually lived it?
Yeah, I mean, when I got back, it was like I saw the coverage. I guess that I've been looking at the coverage this morning, and they showed people inside the Capitol, some verbal confrontations. And they were really, you know, demonizing the protesters as, like, worse than Antifa. But, I mean, even if in the footage which they saw, you saw basically the protesters, you know, stopping people from vandalizing the wall, stopping people from vandalizing the Capitol, yelling, don't damage anything, and this is our house. So it was a very different character, even when I'm reviewing the footages of what happened in other areas of the Capitol, which I was not privy to because of the lack of communications at that site. But I think it'd be... The nature and the character of this protest was quite fundamentally different than what we saw with Antifa. And remember, with Antifa, they were randomly taking their anger out at people who didn't do anything wrong to them. They were destroying stores and looting stores and hurting and people. From what I understand, these protesters didn't really hurt anybody. I don't know if that's, you know, but even when they were, you know, the pushing and back and forth, you see video. I see video of, you know, protesters saying don't punch or assault the police, or, you know, and all they did was just move backwards because of the press of the crowd. So, yeah, I think, you know, there may be some instances where maybe there were Antifa infiltrators in the crowd which tried to break things and make trouble, but I don't think that was the predominant nature of the protest. There were a few bad apples, probably. But largely,
you get a couple hundred thousand people, Justin. That's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, probably at Trump's event in the morning, there are probably like a million people there, and probably a couple hundred thousand of them have headed over to the Capitol. So, I mean, if you have like even, well, 10 or 15 or even 100 people making trouble compared to 200,000, that's not a big ratio.
Dave, take us to the break with the conversation with Justin and...
Well, frankly, I think what happened yesterday, the media was surprised and stunned. Members of Congress were surprised and, in some cases, apparently terrified. But I think it shows that there is a strong group of people out there who feel that they were cheated this last election, and now they're saying so.
Yeah, it's going to be a remarkable year, no doubt. Hey, Justin, we're coming to the end. Thank you. Thanks for being a patriot, okay, and showing your support, and thanks for being there, and thanks for calling us and giving us hands on. What you just heard, ladies and gentlemen, is what actually happened, not from ABC, NBC, so you can CBS, but from someone who's actually there. Justin Moon, the CEO of Car Arms. Thank you, Justin. We appreciate it. We'll see you on Sunday's broadcast. Well, we're going to have a lot more to talk about when we have more time with you on Sunday, so thanks for being here. We do appreciate it much while that news is fresh on our screens. Dave Workman will be back with me for the remainder of the hour, and we're going to get down to the nitty-gritty and probably tell you some things you don't want to hear, but that you have to hear. We'd be remiss in our duties if we didn't, and we'll talk about it together on Armed American Radio when we come back. Don't go away.
back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, amazing show today. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Gunbroker.com studios on this Crossbreed Holsters microphone. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom today across the nation. And if you're watching on the live streams, please do pass it along. Share it, please. You can watch us on Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. You can catch us on YouTube, Mark Walters, parentheses, Armed American Radio. You'll find me. Search for me. You got to scroll down a little bit because you'll see lots of stuff I've done in the past and interviews and all that stuff. Scroll down until you find it, and you can lock in and bookmark that page. You can watch us on the live streams as well and on radio stations around the country. I do have one quick announcement. Those of you that listen to the program, the weekend show on AM 860 AM in Tampa, AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, will no longer be hearing the program live. I hate to tell you, from 8 to 11 p.m. on Sundays. It will now be running from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. and leading us into the Captain's America, which is great. Not a problem, but due to a contractual obligation with the Kim Commando program and shifting some programming, that just had to happen. And we're thankful that AM 860 is just shifting us up. But still the same on the 9:30 a.m. in Sarasota. You can still listen to AM 9:30, The Answer in Sarasota live, as well as other stations around the country. And, of course, in today's day and age, you know, you got one of these, you got a radio in your hand. So there you go. Dave Workman out there in Washington. Couple things, man. Let's get down to the nitty gritty, because I want to let people know that you and I spoke. You were the first phone call I made today. It was 7 a.m. your time. You called me back within minutes, and we chatted for about an hour about some things. And listeners, you need to know, I will call Dave from time to time, ask advice, seek guidance, mentorship, get his opinion on a number of things, maybe a particular story. The first question I asked Dave this morning was, I wanted his thoughts on yesterday. And we chatted openly about some things, some we can talk about and some we won't. However, Dave, let's just go here. It's important now that people understand that in 14 days, Joe Biden is going to be sworn in as the president of the United States, and there's nothing you can do to stop that, correct?
Yeah, that's right. Congress acted last night after the smoke settled to it fulfilled its constitutional duty. It approved the votes from the Electoral College, and Joe Biden is going to be sworn in. Now, it would take a miracle of all the gods and all the heavens, depending on which one you believe in, you know, it's, to change that. And I think we need to point something out, and I want to make sure the listeners understand this. When we were talking to Justin, we certainly made a point of saying that the overwhelming majority of yesterday's protesters, you know, whatever you want to call them, they were a peaceful bunch. Now, the loons that invaded the Capitol building, you know, that's a whole nother thing. We've seen the newsreels. Those guys, what they did was deplorable. Yeah. You know, they're not trashing the offices of a bunch of congressmen. That building doesn't belong to the congressman. That building belongs to the taxpayers, and I'm a taxpayer. And what I saw last night, I can understand how visceral that is to a lot of people. And as far as the woman being shot dead, I saw two different videos of that from two different angles.
As did I.
And trust me, ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to watch that. It's pretty brutal. And frankly, she was in the wrong place at the wrong time. And I'm sure that this is going to be sorted out. But property destruction, people invading the office of a member of Congress, I don't care which member of Congress it is, sitting at somebody's chair, you know, propping your feet up. But, you know, whatever it was that some of these people were doing, that's a no-no. You know, we can't tolerate that as a democracy, as a republic, as a nation of free people. You know, we can't abide by that sort of behavior. We certainly criticized last summer when the Antifa thugs were running around and then BLM people were running around trashing buildings and looting small businesses and setting things on fire, including police cars, and people were killed last summer. We didn't tolerate that either. So we are maintaining at least a standard, whereas I think the other side, I can still recall watching news footage, live shots from various cities around the country where some reporter had come on and say, yeah, we're having a largely peaceful protest. And in the background, you can see a building burning.
Sure.
I'm going, wait a minute, just turn around, stupid. I think you're going to catch some news there. what happened yesterday was... it was tragic, and yet on another plane, it showed that people care enough still to turn out and exercise their First Amendment rights. And we've got to divide that from what happened inside the Capitol building yesterday.
And let's take what happened inside the Capitol building, Dave, just one step further for listeners and viewers, and that is the very small handful of idiots that did with, and by the way, you got to question the IQ of an individual who plants himself in the seat at the desk of the Speaker of the House of Representatives, who was occupying that seat just moments earlier, and then snaps a photo of himself and puts it on social media. These are not intelligent people, okay? That's like filming yourself robbing a bank and then putting it on Instagram. Look what I just did. Come on, folks. But here's the way. You have a handful of idiots, and you have some people who get swept up in emotion. They're in the front of the crowd. They're angry. The crowd's moving. And I have a feeling that's what happened with that young woman. But you've got both. And then you've got professional agitators that are there. I mean, mobs are frightening things. I've been in a mob myself. I was caught up in New York City on the 4th of July in a mob going up the East River Bridge on a ramp, and it was just the scariest thing I've ever been involved in my life. I hate that, and I hate floods. Those two things freak me out. But moving on, that small group of people just painted hundreds of thousands of people in the eyes of the media and the Democrats, who hate you anyway. It just allowed them to claim, they claim, it doesn't give it to them, but they are now acting as if they have the moral authority, and now the narrative is driven by the Dems and the left, and it's the Trump rioters, and they forgot what happened. Now they're creating and driving this narrative, and it impacts every single one of us simply because of the actions of a few. And it's my job, it's Dave's job, and it's your job as patriots and Americans to decry that level of activity and say we can go to Washington, D.C., because we do it all the time, to go to D.C. and protest and do it peacefully like the vast majority of people did. And, you know, Dave, I would venture to say that the vast majority of people who were not that close up like Justin was had no idea that was even going on.
That's entirely possible. 100 or 200,000 people occupy a lot of space. And if you're half a mile, three quarters of a mile away from, quote unquote, the scene of the crime, you have no idea what's going on. And frankly, you're right. I've read a lot of front page newspapers because it's floating around all over social media. Somebody put together a montage, and all of them are blaming Trump for what happened yesterday. Yeah. Now, I didn't hear the man say, yeah, let's go march on the Capitol and destroy the place. I heard him say, I'm going to march with you over to the Capitol. In fact, I can't remember his exact words, but that was the implication. And in no way could I ever accept the argument that he wanted all those people to go over there and trash the
Capitol. Absolutely not. And like you, I watched it. I watched it live with my wife, and neither one of us looked at each other and said, wow, did you hear what he just said? He said, go to the Capitol. He was wanting people to march on the Capitol. But guess what? In the eyes, when you're suffering from Trump derangement syndrome, and so many people do, it doesn't matter what he says. It's his fault for everything gone wrong. Back with Dave Workman after this. following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back indeed. That is, in fact, I don't know if you can see, that is Defender Coffee I'm drinking in here. I made myself actually a pot of it prior to today's show down the hallway, so I've got a fresh cup in here. It's not getting cold on me today. DefenderCoffee.com, great sponsors of Armed American Radio. Derek and the crew doing a great job. Derek is also rebuilding the Armed American Radio website, which we will be launching in the very, very near future. It's getting closer and closer. We want it to be perfect before we do that. DefenderCoffee.com, and please support all of our sponsors. GunBroker.com, of course, MyPillow.com. The MyPillow folks and Mike Lindell, remarkable. Talk about a patriot. Homework. Go follow Mike Lindell's Twitter feed. Read what he is saying. The man is an absolute patriot. And if you need a pillow, buy it from him. Use the promo code AAR. It supports the program. And you get a great pillow. And guess what? You've supported a great patriot. The guy, believe me, they're going to try to cancel him. They're already trying to cancel him. It isn't going to work. But with Trump out of office, it's going to get vicious. So please support all of the sponsors that support this program. You can find them at armedamericanradio.com. And keep in mind that this is all brought to us by X Insurance. And I got to be honest with you and up front, as I always am every single day, I've got your back on this stuff. I have my policy through them because it's real insurance. And in today's day and age, after everything that we see going on out there, I don't want second rate, unrated, third party. I want an insurance policy in my name that I can count on, that's going to be there for me. God forbid I need it in perilous times, not only for your firearms and your CCW, but for your businesses, for your activities, for your toys. X Insurance will write policies up to $10 million, no exclusions. They'll cover single events. They'll cover your business. They'll cover your carry needs. If you're law enforcement, your union, this is a real company. Check them out at xinsurance.com. Please grow into real stuff just like you do every aspect of your life and get rid of the gimmicks. Dave Workman, we've got a segment. We've got to move quick in this short segment, but it's critical that people understand today, now that we know what's coming, okay,
yeah,
that the leaders in the gun rights community, and that's all of us, everybody, it's not me because I'm on the mic, it's not Dave because it's all of us, we're all leaders. But when you get into the leaders of the grassroots, we've got a what we know is going to be an absolutely ridiculously anti-gun administration coming in. And it's going to be probably the worst thing we've ever seen. And we've got to work together and present a united front. Dave, would you agree with that? All of us.
Yeah, I think so. You know, the one thing that gun owners habitually do that makes a lot of us just crazy is gun owners are more willing to start arguments with one another than they are to stand shoulder to shoulder and fight the bad guys. And, you know, you try this on social media. Just make a statement out there and see how many contrary opinions pop up. And suddenly the whole conversation gets derailed because one guy thinks this, one guy thinks that. And then the next thing you hear, they're calling each other traitors. I mean, it's just it's childish. We've got a real threat coming at us. And if anybody has been reading my stuff for the last several months, they know, and they've been able to read my links to Joe Biden's gun control initiative, his agenda. And they're not kidding. These guys really want to do one gun per month under federal law. They want to require purchase or permits to purchase firearms, and not just to carry them. They want to make you go get a permit to buy a gun. You know, and where does it say that you need to get a permit to exercise a constitutional right? I've never seen that. And it's this is the kind of thing that we've got coming at us over the horizon. So yeah, we do need to unite. We can't be fighting with each other.
You know, how do you do that when you have this is a difficult question to ask, and it's even harder to answer because each and every one of us know someone suffering with TDS. Each and every one of us know something or know someone, and maybe someone very close to us. Actually, I think we've all lost friends at some point over these last 4 years, and we're just going to have to listen. This is indicative of what's happening in this country today. We are living through a remarkable time in American history, a very dangerous and very perilous time albeit as well. But here's my advice to you. If you know somebody that is suffering from TDS, just move on. Do yourself a favor. You're not going to change that person's mind. I don't care if they're pro-gun, anti-gun, whatever they are. Save yourself the aggravation, okay? The two of you have better things to do. Focus on what's in front of you. Focus on the task at hand, and that is going to be stopping what Dave Workman just told you is coming at us over the horizon. And here's the deal. And this is, it's uncomfortable. You don't want to hear it, but it's coming. Trump is out. He's gone. There are a lot of people happy about that, and half the country isn't. But it's the reality. We have to face it now, and we have to face it unified. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, I think you're right. We've got to bury any hatchets we've got because we're all in this boat together. It's not that, gee whiz, those dumb guys over at NRA, their ship is going to sink. Look, if their ship is sinking, it's going to tow us down, period, kaput. Every gun owner in the country is going to be facing the same problems under a Biden administration. There's no exceptions to that rule. If you think there are, you need counseling really hard.
Yeah, well said. It's true. And, you know, I'm looking at some of the comments, Dave. By the way, let me just apologize in advance to those of you listening to the show today and really enjoying the content for not having another hour. If this isn't indicative that we need more time on Armed American Radio, I don't know what is, but maybe, you know, we're talking about that. You never know. But Dave, you're spot on with that. There's comments over here. The D.C. mayor is calling for statehood right out of the box. OK, we don't know. My guess is that the Dems, when it comes to gun control, are going to do one of two things. There's not going to be any gray area. The reason I mentioned statehood is because it's a radical idea that tips the balance of power in Congress basically forever. Throw Puerto Rico in the mix, done.
Yeah.
But, you know, and that's exactly what their goals are. So the question is, are they going to come after your guns sooner rather than later, or are they going to wait? Now, there's two trains of thought on that, and we're not going to have enough time to discuss it all, so I'll throw it out quick. I believe they're probably going to come at you quick for their gun rights because the political base that put them in office isn't going to wait. On the other hand, if they're smart and they're not, Biden, after what happened yesterday and feeling what's going on with the people, is going to ask his doctors what he can say because he doesn't know what he's saying. So he's going to get a statement put out that is going to say, let's hold off on any of that right now. We don't want to incite any more trouble. So but there's not going to be any gray area there. Dave, go ahead.
Well, I think they're going to come after him hard and fast. And the reason is because they've got 2 years. Two years from now. If things work out the way a lot of people think they're going to work out, the Republicans are going to take Congress away from Joe Biden or Kamala Harris, and they're done. They'll be weak, lame ducks for the rest of their term in office. So they got 2 years to act, and they're going to push through hard.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm of that very train of thought myself. Wow, what an amazing program today. What an amazing program yesterday. Tomorrow's is going to be hard to top today's with Dave and Justin, but I can promise you Jim Irvine is going to give it a whirl. That much I can promise you. Dave Workman, The Gun Mag, Liberty Park Press, The Conservative Firing Line, American Handgunner, and I know I'm missing a couple, Dave, but I promise I'll get them out for you tomorrow. AmmoLand. Let's not forget
AmmoLand. Don't read Ammo.
Let's not forget AmmoLand. Dave Workman, Google him, and you'll find him. We're going to run out of time. The clock is ticking. Tomorrow, we'll be here with Jim Irvine. Until then, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you on the radio.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.